people say that is?
I have heard them say Tommy Toes or something like that, but they just use it kind of slang way of talking about tomatoes, I think, you know. Tommy Toes.
I didn't know that was
the same. Pass me the Tommy Toes. Well, hardly ever use it.
You said you didn't grow parsley, but you grow those little red peppery tasting.
We grow all the little red peppers, a lot of those little red peppers, and put them up to make pepper sauce out of and pickle pepper. Little red pods about that long, just hot as blue blazes. And put them in jars and pour vinegar over them, you know, to make pepper sauce out of them. Mm. And pickle them.
Do you grow anything to make it like a green salad out of?
Oh, yeah, lettuce and stuff like that. Lettuce and of course, lettuce and tomatoes, you know, you make green salad out of that.
What about those little red-covered roots, you know, with little green tops, like parsley sort of?
Radishes.
You grow
those? We don't grow those much. We don't care too much for radishes, but they grow good here, and a lot of people grow those radishes, and they make those in salad. And we grow dill. They season a lot of stuff with this dill. We grow dill and put it, they make dill pickles. Take these cucumbers, you know, and put them in jars and put dill in them and have a dill pickle. You can buy dill pickles in these grocery stores, you know, and we make dill pickles here.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, those dill pickles are good. A lot of people like them. We got dill hanging up around the junk house out there now that you could take and put in pickles if you wanted to. Some we saved out of there. You can either use it green or dried, either one, dill. And you can buy it in the grocery store, dried dill.
Do you grow sweet potatoes?
No, but we used to grow lots of sweet potatoes. But I don't grow them now because we don't use many sweet potatoes, and it just don't pay to. They're right smart of trouble. You either have to buy the potato slips and set them out, or you have to buy potatoes and put them out in a bed and grow your slips, you know. And no more potatoes than we eat. We just don't fool with them. We just buy what few sweet potatoes we want. But we used to raise them by the bank full. We used to raise them, big patch of them, and dig them and pile them up and cover them up and just keep them all the winter. Just have potatoes all the winter to go there and go to the potato bank and get you a bunch of potatoes. They're cheap right there if you cover them up good, you know, to keep the cold out.
How about Irish potatoes? You grow those?
Oh, yeah. We grow lots of Irish potatoes. I expect we got a few Irish potatoes out there now in the junkyard. We grow them to eat and keep them lots of time, 12 months a year. Sometime we'll have Irish potatoes when we plant again.
When you say potato, you know, when you say we're having potatoes, do you mean sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes?
Well, you better identify it. You better, you know, say Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes because they call them both potatoes.
What are yams?
Yam is just it's a sweet potato.
The same thing?
Yeah. They used to have a yam and a hayti and had several different types of potatoes, but the two main ones that I can remember, yam and hayti. And they had a potato called a dooley. It's a little red potato, smooth potato, and real good. It cooked good and soft and sweet. Candy would run out of it, you know. And they call it the dooley. Why they call it dooley, I don't know. But why they call everything what they call it, I don't know. That's a mystery to me, where they got the names for all this stuff.
Did you grow cabbage?
Oh, yeah. We don't grow cabbage much. But they grow good here. Sometimes we grow. We used to grow a lot of cabbage, and make a lot of chow chow, you know, and kraut. My wife used to make lots of kraut. Take that cabbage and cut it up and put salt and stuff on it and put it in a jar and leave it for several weeks, and that brine and everything get in there and it's sour. It's really sour, you know. And they call it sauerkraut, and that's the name of it, sauerkraut. You can buy it. You can buy sauerkraut in these stores in cans, you know.
Cabbage, what size were they?
All the way from, you take just from a little nubbin head to up several pounds. They grow up big as your head. So a lot of them cabbage heads be as big as your head. Some of them, I have seen cabbage heads nearly as big as a bull snapper.
That's a big one.
Yeah, but now they don't hardly ever get that big. Usually about 6 to 8 inches in diameter, you know, or 10, something like that.